think, oh my God, for blessing us again together, as human beings, as people accepting the spirit of righteousness and truth, and the spirit of brotherhood. I'm very, very much happy and pleased, and I consider it a great honor whenever I'm called upon to address a community like this. I thank Allah too that for the first time I'm visiting the Masjid of Sacramento Valley, and I hope that in the future the religion, as we accept it, will spread in this Sacramento Valley and become the religion of all the people in Sacramento. And I'm sure that you can understand a man wanting for his brother what he wants for himself. This is our religion, and this is the religion of our Christian brothers and sisters and others who adhere to the teachings of the great prophets of Almighty God. It is the spirit of all of us that we love for our fellow man what we love for ourselves. I would like to begin by saying we have a lot in common. We have more in common than we have differences. That is, Muslims and Christians, and Muslims and even Jews, we all have more in common than we have differences between us. The differences are sometimes serious, but the commonality is stronger than all the differences. And if we can stand upon those things that we share together, I'm sure we can make one united front against the evils that are threatening all of us. The evils of permissiveness, the evils of corruption, the evils of lies, falsehood, the evils of cruelty, the evils of selfishness, deceit. We have so many evils that are really making life miserable for all of us, that keep all of us in fear, in darkness, and lonely. We can fight these things together. We can create a better life for ourselves on this earth. And I think that's the first step we should make. People who share a belief in Almighty God, who recognize that there's a supreme being that we all have to answer to one day, those people should at least be friends. On that principle, if nothing else, yes. So I'm happy to see Muslims come together with Christians and others, believing in one God and believing in the dignity and freedom of the human being. This is great. This is worth more to us than our private meetings, our private prayers. This is a bigger mission than our private mission. This is really the mission of Almighty God gave to His prophets, all of His prophets. The mission to carry the message and the light of truth concerning reverence for God and kind, honorable treatment for each other. The human being cannot survive on this earth without reverence for something bigger than the human being. And the human being cannot survive on this earth regarding each other as enemies. We must find the common bond of friendship and there begin building something that will help preserve the good life for all of us. In Islam, as it is with the other religions, there is a particular way in which we view life, reality, the human being, and everything else. We have our own special way, our own unique way of looking at creation, life, and everything else. And most of us in the religions, great religions, we share this same view. We have differences, but we share the same view. We see the human being as a creature of God, a creation of Almighty God with dignity, a creature to be respected, with great potential, a creature that can rise from animal passion, from animal nature, to become the great custodian in the land for Almighty God Himself. We all share this together. In the religion of Islam, we know truth or life as a fact. We know it as a position. The path of God is called Sabili Rabbi, the path of your guardian, father, and sustainer. It is called Sabili Haq, path of reality, the path of truth. And then there's the position of truth, not in the system, the position of truth. If we know our religion, we can be people of that religion. But if we don't know our religion, how can we be people of our religion? Most of us in the world today don't know our religion. Most of the Muslims walking the streets don't know their religion. Most of the Christians celebrating Christmas don't know their religion. And I believe I can say and stand upon it, most of the Jews that now stand up celebrating Hanukkah on the same day that the Christians are celebrating Christmas don't know Hanukkah. So the big problem is we don't know. We are people in darkness. That's where the problem is. The more we know about our own religion, the more we respect the religion of other people. And the more opportunity there be for us to come together as brothers and sisters. What was the problem that Jesus was teaching to preach in the world? The problem was ignorance. The world was in darkness. And according to the New Testament, he said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Which meant that when he goes out, there is no more light for that world. And we know he went out. He didn't stay. Because the scripture says in many places that Jesus came in not to stay, but to go out. To be a sign. Not to stay, only to be a sign. And go out. And later, God would bring the light back. The light would stay away. It would come back. And when it came back, and when the light comes back, then that light will triumph in the world. The world, dominating the world, and darkness will be nowhere. The common man will have light. The highest man will have light. Every nook will have light. Light will be on top of the mountains and in all the valleys, every small place and every backwood place, there will be light. This is the hope of the Christian. And Allah tells us too in the Quran that there will come a time when the earth will shine with the glory of God. Light will run from the faces of the believers. Light will be everywhere. And God tells us even the earth will act as though it had received revelation. The earth itself will be a sign of God's light. So we have the same idea, but we live the good understanding that holds us in some kind of form. We have to have some kind of form. The Muslim has some kind of form. Christian, a true Christian, has the Christian form. We have to keep the form and grow, not stand still. Grow. For the Muslim, it is important that we know that God's path is the path of growth for the human being. God has not created us for us to stay in one thing, for us to stay in one mind. God wants to expand the mind, so the mind can grow and embrace greater minds, until we are able to manage this life without so much difficulty. Achievement, the human being has to seek. God says that He has created us as a plant. So says God in the Quran, He has created us as a plant. There are many kinds of plants, many different plants. Some plants grow, but they never produce fruit. Others grow and produce beautiful flowers and seeds, and truth. And the people are the same way. Some of us grow up and produce nothing. We leave nothing for others. No seeds for them to plant, no fruit for them to eat. Then there are others who grow up and they leave fruit for people to eat, and they leave seeds of knowledge for them to plant, so that the culture and the knowledge continue in the society. But all the plants have development. I haven't seen any plant without development. They begin as small seeds, they break through the earth, and they look very pale and simple. But they begin to take the light of the sun and show development. They have roots in the earth, leaves in the air. That's development. Some of us can never get out of the earth. And some of us get on top of the earth and don't have roots. God said he created us to grow. And he said he has created us as a plant. We must have roots. We must come out into the air of society. We must embrace the spirit of humanity. We must face the light of truth and grow step by step until we reach the fulfillment that God intended for us. Who is it that don't want to live a full life? I don't want to be a spirit. I'm a human being. I want to be more than a spirit. I want to be a husband to my wife. I want to be a father to my children. I want to make some money so we all can have better condition in our lives. I want to expand my mind. I want to become educated so I'll have more worth in my society. I'll be able to contribute more to my society. Yes, some of us only want to be spirits. God said in the scripture, had this earth been populated by only spirits, he would have sent messengers that spirit. Not exact words, but their meaning is there. That if this earth had been populated by angels, he would have sent an angel as a messenger. But since the earth is populated with human beings, God said he sent human beings as messengers to human beings. We want to be spiritual, but we don't want to become spirit. And there's a development in our Western society now that want to make everybody spirit. I've heard people that can't even communicate. They can't even relate to each other except as a spirit. Say, brother, did you get those vibes down there? I want more than vibes. I want some understanding. So we have to come together on our basic principles. And for Brooklyn, we have to develop and expand our minds. We have to make contributions to the growth of society. We can't be sitting idle, meditating ourselves out of existence. We have to live in this real world. Yes. The essential for Muslims in his religion is first the oneness of God. Why is it so important for Muslims that he should believe that God is one? And oneness for a Muslim is truly oneness. It's a pure oneness. At the very base of most of the problems we have in the world is the multiplicity of God. And many of us can't recognize that we have more than one God. That poor brother that can't take care of his lawful wife and can't be a good father to his children. Because Sally, with her red dress and her big hips, pulls him away from his responsibility. That poor man has more than one God. And so many of us have all of these gods, and we wonder how come the life is miserable? How come I'm depressed? How come I'm bitter? How come I feel lonely even among my friends?
you have too many gods. One God and one God only. That makes the human being strong. It gives us the protection we need to survive in a world with so many different adverse influences. A man who truly knows what it is to believe in one God and one God only, and he believes in one God and one God only, and he lives his life according to that belief, in agreement with that belief, that man has salvation. That man has salvation. Allah says in the Quran that if anyone holds to this, La ilaha illallah, if anyone holds to this, that there is no God but one, that alone will bring him out of hell. That he will succeed in the end. If he just keeps to that, that there is but one God, the true God, no other deity, nothing else, should be a cause for fear in my life above that. Nothing else should be an object of my devotion, my reverence, but that. Everything else should be consequential. Everything else should be related somehow, but never the object. Those people must succeed. They cannot remain in that business. They cannot remain down. They cannot remain blind. That eventually will even open up your intelligence and give life to your mind. That belief will make your intelligence grow. Why? Because it's fundamental. It's essential for human life and human growth, our peace. Very essential. Oneness pervades throughout the whole universe. Oneness. One supreme being, one supreme law, and one nation. We find variations, we find deviations. But the rule is oneness. That's the rule. And whenever we break from that rule, we find ourselves in trouble. There's no way but to get in trouble. When we deviate straight away from the concept of oneness. One God, one creation, one humanity, one nation. God has not created no white man with a different nature than the black man. God has not created the Chinese with a different nature than the African. He has created us with one nature. And he says that he created us from nefsin wahida, from one soul, one nature. It doesn't mean one spirit. It means one nature, one form. But we become many forms. We give ourselves service, different influences. It's spiritual, no influence. Overcome the original nature and put stamps or impressions in us that changes the original pattern. Then we're in misery, we're burdened, we're troubled, we can't manage our lives because we've come out of the original form. The human life, you can understand how it is out of control. Don't you know the best in the world depends on you knowing yourself? The less you know about yourself, the more vulnerable you are, the more exposed you are to all kind of adverse influences and troubles. But if you know yourself, then you can preserve what you are. If you don't know yourself, how can you preserve what you are? You'll be preserving a form that's not yourself. Some of us think we shouldn't have fear in us. Oh, I don't fear anything. You a fool. Fear is important to human growth and development. If fear is in you, then that's the sign of life. If there's no fear in you, that's the sign of destruction. Fear moves us to the human being to make contact with reality. If there's no fear in him, he never finds reality. But fear makes us find reality. Fear cautions the human being. And it's the caution mind that finds truth. Those that have no fear, they don't find truth. They deviate further and further from truth. They become more arrogant, self-worshippers, indulging all the time in their own self-image on what they think themselves to be, all the time thinking of self. Sick people. What is important for us in the religion? Caring. You have to respect something outside of yourself. To care, you have to identify with something outside of yourself. You can't care with something that you don't identify with. But if you can identify with something outside of yourself as being valuable and important like yourself, then you can care. That's the beginning of love and caring. The man marries a woman. He's driven to marry her because of his needs. He has a need, and she has a need. Those needs are satisfied by them coming together. Their offspring comes from that union. And they see an offspring or an offshoot from themselves. So then they're able to devote their lives to that offspring, the same way they devoted their lives to themselves. Just like they work to get the food in their own mouth, now they can work to keep food in their offspring's mouth. With the same love, with the same dedication, a devotion. Why? Because they see that God has part of himself. God has said to us, we are all part of each other. There's male and female. You are one of another. One of another. The male comes from the female, and the female comes from the male. That's nothing but a simple truth. We are all flesh of one flesh, as we say in religion. We're all flesh of one flesh. But even more significant, we are all mind of one mind. And whenever one mind becomes corrupt, the whole mind is dead. Whenever one mind becomes pure, the whole mind of the world is blessed. Yeah. Human beings are one flesh, human beings are one nature, and human beings are one mind. You have different minds, but yes, there is a common mind that binds us all together. And if you live in a society, you share the mind of that society. If you live in the world, you share the mind of that world. We live on earth with all the nations around the earth, and we share with all the nations one national or universal human mind. Then we live in the United States of America, and as Americans, we share with all Americans one American mind. Oh, I don't share no damn American mind. Yes, you do, you damn fool. If you don't share, then you'll be doing what I'm doing. You'll be trying to pull the mind out of the net. You share the mind of your society. That's how come you can't break free of your society. You may not be Christian. You may not be patriotic. But your mind is formed with the mind of the society. And there are certain forces that are constantly in operation, that are feeding the mind, ruining the mind of the society, and changing the mind of the society, just like the seasons say. They bring the mind to its spring day, to its summer day, to its fall day, and to its winter day. And repeat it all over again. Now those who are caught up in the seasons of this world's mentality
if we love God in truth, then we can fight the influences, the harmful influences of the society, to save the mind from the cycle of corruption, deviation, regression, to pull the mind on its path of growth, so that we all grow together as God wants to grow. To do that, we all must have something and something bigger than ourselves. You can't jump no higher than you look. Your mind has to see the height, then you can try to jump it. If you see no higher than yourself, then that's what you want to think. But if you can see God as infinite, supreme and infinite, has no limitations, and if you make your object God, I'm trying to please God, then the field of development and human achievement is unlimited. There is nothing goes against you if you give yourself to God. But if we give ourselves our own self, the whole world is sitting out there. We're not going to even get to the next year without having a problem. Because those people over there, they don't stand upon what you stand upon. They have their own position. And if you don't respect their position, you're not going to have any position there. So it's necessary for a human being to go out of this talent and embrace universal concepts. That's the mission of the prophet. The great look in the mirror, let somebody else. tell you what they see.
You know, it's something about the fiction, this fiction writer. These people who write all the fiction books. They have the mirror, you know. They can't show the soul. So, in the Bachelor movie, Bachelor's penis doesn't appear in the mirror. The reason why you can't see him in the mirror is because he's not in the mirror, he's in the person. Long before we learned to refine the glass and make the glass a mirror of refined metal, some people use metal as mirrors. We used to have only the natural mirror that God made for us, and that's the thing that reflects the image in creation. And water has been a good mirror, you know. So we look in the water. If the water is still, the surface is very still, and especially on cool midnight, and a night that bring out the wolfman. We can see our image on the surface of the water. Yes. So man just used these symbols to really say that your image is in your conscience. Devil is there, wherever you are, is in the mirror of your conscience. And some of us don't like to look into the mirror of our conscience. So that's a monster. The soul is becoming a monster and leading us into more misery and more misery, bringing us to death. And we won't even look at it. If we just look at it, we say, oh, I can take it. Yeah, we don't. I'm going to give this one man a shame. Found out his sleep, bring him back. It is very important to know something about your nature. The reason why these commercial devils can take us away from our families, take us away from our responsibilities to self and others, is because we don't know ourselves. So they can make us anything. Some people are nothing but just blind workhorse. Their whole life is nothing but work of a blind workhorse. Just driving and running and ripping all the time. No rest. No rest. Say, man, how do you make it? For two jobs. Two hard jobs. Old man working 16 hours, and I mean he's doing hard hours. He's busy all the time. One job at the foundry, and another job at a factory store and pop. Say, man, how you make it? Say, well, I brush my teeth, use the toilet, stay all at the same time. Now you would think a man making that kind of sacrifice in his life would have a mission like Muhammad or Jesus Christ. But he ain't got nothing but a poor wife or a girlfriend. I pray that they will come in the United States.
out to work more than one shift, one job, until all men eligible for work have one shift.
The materialist, they all, they die. Fix that. for the fine human life that we all cherish. says fight for it.
Yes,
a man will fight for his property. A man will fight for his dog. And we fight for his... Why should we have to find sinners that so many of these crazy diversions? One person, he just says he's a magazine freak. He reads magazine after magazine. He's buying up all the magazines from the magazine shop. Another one, he just buying clothes. He can't wait till he get another dollar to buy him another pair of alligator shoes. Or a velvet bow tie. All kinds of freakish habits that enslave us and take the good wealth from us that we need to fill the human life with. We don't have to live like that. All we have to do is accept what we are and admit I'm nothing but creation. My purpose on this earth is to serve God and to live the life and fulfill that life as God intended it for me. Not God a fool, God the creator. God the one that designed your nature and your growth. Follow it, it has been revealed to us from his holy prophets. We have a book here, the Quran. If you read this book, it will bring you confidence into your life. It will bring you hope. It will bring your faith again in life. It will bring your faith in the dignity of yourself again. I'm sure that any Christian will say the same of this scripture. Any Jew will say the same thing of this scripture. We must say it. We must say it. And we say ours is the best. They say theirs is the best. And we are not saying let's put them to the test. We're just saying we're clear.
Yes.
The best of what we all have.
Huh?
We have. So we'll have happiness on this earth, so we'll have peace on this earth, so that we'll have life on this earth, so we'll have men on this earth. If we are not careful, masculinity will die on this earth. Don't you know that? And femininity will die on this earth. We have to do something to preserve the good life for ourselves. I don't want to see masculinity leave. I still got a muscle in my arm and I want it there. And I'm sure there are a lot of men that still have muscles like me that don't like muscle up against muscle. They don't want some femininity to get out with it.
Get our meal.
is hard enough without advancing the sensitivity to survive on this earth as a male in these days and times. The pressures are great, the demands are great, the opportunities are not small.
Yes.
Everywhere we look, there's pressure on the male.
We have enough to bear.
Many of us, I know enough, but I wish I did have a skirt. I wish I could go out and kiss me a sweetheart and have my rent paid. Don't have to worry about the 5-day notice. The pressure is a monster sometimes.
So it's hard enough for us to keep our masculinity without having Hollywood.
Aaron, the fashion maker, designers, the media, the magazine writers helped us to become feminine. Life is hard enough. I can't see how people give themselves to that. I don't. I mean normal people. I can see how a sick person give themselves to it. I can see how a confused person give themselves to it. But you got some people with good intelligence, good mind. And they all, because I got a choice. Whatever, I'm here for doing it because I'm just a choice. I can be a female, so I'm going to do it. I told one, I said, you look like a male to me. Believe it or not, I thought, I got a lot of, you can see I got a lot of curves. I told one, I said, you look like a male to me. I said, look at your arm. I said, it beats like mine. I said, your shoulders are almost broad as mine. I said, you will make a fine man. Believe it or not, the next time I saw that fella, he was a man. Now, I'm not saying he can work with all of them like that, but he can work on that one. Now, it so happened that we were already friends before I told him that. So it was coming from a friend. He knew I was his friend. It was coming from a friend. And he must have thought about it seriously. And said, I can't be a fine man. Next time I saw him, he had to streak out his hair. He had cut his hair down to mid-length. When I first saw him, he had a streak. He had his hair thick like a woman, and he had a streak to it. Yes. Change his hair, dress himself up, and he's a man. Tell you something else I told him. I said, if I got in the fight with you, I'd fight you like a man. I said, you look strong.